Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show, and tonight we are going to be in a multiverse universe. Something out of a comic book. I'm running a little late because I started doing the show, and then I had to do a 180 on the show, and I had to not come up, but I had so many things come up that I thought they were all pertinent in getting it out there. We know there's a truckers rally going on in Ottawa, I believe it's this weekend. So we'll see where this goes. Hey, we may wind up in a civil war before we know. That crazy representative of the WEF sent out the Emergency Act for nothing last time. So this time, who knows what he's going to send out. Maybe he'll call UN peacekeeping troops from China to come and invade Canada. You never know. You never know. So anyway, lots going on. New Zealand had a court case against the prime minister they have there. You know, it's got to be cut from the same genetic mode or frame or mold that are representative of the WEF. They kind of look alike, kind of. She's more of a witch, I think, or something, because she's weird. And he's strange, and so I think they come from that same cut, you know? I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. But it seems to me that they might have somehow been made in a lab. It just kind of looks that way. But anyhow, I digress. I digress. Made out of a lab. I had some alarming video a friend of mine sent me, and I'm going to start off with that real quick. I shouldn't say real quick. It's something that everybody needs to pay attention to. We are all being sabotaged on some level. Everybody is. And right now, there's a lull in the activity because there are elections going on, or there's a shift happening right now, and they're getting things prepared for what's about to come in the fall. I heard one announcer make the same kind of statement I've been saying, that as soon as the election's over in Ontario, we are probably going to be under martial law, probably within a few days, we'll have some kind of restrictions reinstated in Ontario. I hope this time round that people had enough, we'll just tell the premier to chuck Hugh Farley. It's my way of being polite and not so political. I look around, I think, oh my gosh, you know. They're going to crank it up. I mean, if anybody thinks this is going to go away, really, I don't know what you're smoking. Share it with me so I can be on the same page you're on. You know, I like your reality better than the reality I'm seeing. The whole concept of what we're seeing right now is preparation for the next phase in the war against mankind. That's what we're seeing. So tonight, a friend of mine sends me this video. I think it's down in America. America. The Fourth Reich. Anyway. Kids are lined up going to a van outside to be tested. So a guy walks by and asks, have they been under parental consent? And they didn't answer. They didn't want to answer. They didn't want to. In fact, they were hoping he'd go away. And they had all these, you know how little kids are, right? You know, anyone who's had kids, you know, you got kids who are like 5, 6, 7 years old, and they're all chattery, and they're all over the place, right? And and kids are just excited about everything, right? Because, I mean, when you're young, right, you don't know any better. You come into this world, and, you know, you're just fascinated by everything around you, and you make friends, and you make your best friends, and you want to talk about this and that, and they're all excited, and now they're going outside, and they're outside, and they're excited, and they're going to a truck, and the truck is firing some laser beam on their skull, and then the guy asks, hey, does mom and dad know about this? Did you get mom and dad's permission? They didn't acknowledge that. These are sheep being led to the slaughter. These are little kids that don't know any better, putting blind trust in either, these were either teacher aides or you know, babysitters to help, you know, move these kids into the line of fire. Those teachers should have been hung, period. They don't have the right to take kids to be examined. That is not in their purview. These are not medical practitioners on any level. They do not, I mean, they don't have the right to take that authority upon themselves to take these children to a facility, a mobile facility for them to be tampered with. It was incredible. I'm watching this. I'm flabbergasted. I'm watching this whole thing. I'm thinking, are you effing kidding me? This is what's going on today. You're just, and like I said, you can never trust a politician on any level. If you think you can, oh, it's not so bad, whatever, you know, you're an idiot. I'd have to say, you have to be an idiot. They have never told us the truth. As long as I've been alive and seen politics, they've never told us the truth. It's all been manipulation and distortion. Sleight of hand. And they go to acting school so they can all learn how to act and say what they got to say and know how to, you know, use their hands and emphasize their feelings and emotions and use certain words and things and that, ba-da-dee, ba-da-da. And before you know it, they got you sucked in. There isn't a politician anywhere on this planet that I would put any trust in on any level. They would screw you in a heartbeat. And here we got these teachers doing the exact same thing. At one point in time in life, I'm not sure exactly when, but I think it's a generation before mine, that the institution of the educational system was a respected institution, and they worked with the parents. They didn't just go along and take a kid to do this or do that without, you know, it's like going on a field trip. You don't just take a child on a field trip. You have to get permission. So if something happens to that child, the school is not responsible. So now the question I have to ask is this. If the school institution system took it upon themselves to take these children to this facility, this mobile facility, and it's right on the thing, LABQ, which then after, when you click on the link, it takes you to, and they tell you that they don't do this. They don't test kids below a certain age, and they have to have parental consent, and blah, de, de, and blah. They are trying to distance themselves from the activity that they just did, because that's a legal lawsuit. That's big bucks that they're going to have to pay out. And the school system should be sued to the hilt. They should be sued to the hilt, and the teachers, or whatever they were, babysitters, whatever, you know, sometimes they have them for the afternoon to watch the kids when they're outside running around during their lunch hour. I don't know what they call them, you know, custodians of the children or whatever. But in any case, they are allowing them to do this kind. Then they too should have suffer a severe lawsuit and jail time for this. This is murder. Pure and simple murder. Now, I mean, that whole thing could have been staged too, there's always a possibility that a lot of these things have been manufactured to create a reaction. But I think in this situation, whether it was staged or not, the point I'm trying to make here is how, as a parent, if you have a child and you still have them going into the educational system, how much of what's going on at that school are you aware of? How much at that school are you aware of what they're doing with your son or daughter? Are they medicating them without your permission? Are they injecting them without your permission? Are they violating them as children without your permission regarding to medical practice or other things? You know, things are a little different today. You know, a little priest or a rabbi or a cleric or any of these hierarchies can now come into a classroom, pick a child, any child, and before you know it, that child now is having some sort of weird interaction with the clerk of that specific belief. And I'm not just picking on them three. Hindus do it, Buddhists do it, they all do it. You know, there's nothing there. To think that you have a sanctimonious religion that is beyond reproach, then that too is a delusion. Total delusion. If you have men and women in the cloth, and they are abstaining from a normal biological drive to engage and integrate with somebody else and share their DNA, and they are being now told that they need to act in a celibate form for the rest of their lives, and they're young and vibrant, you can expect there's going to be some kind of outlet, some way, somewhere, somehow. That's just biology. That's all that is. Simple, straight biology. You know, when you get older, you don't care as much because all you really care about at that point when you get old is money. I'm going to need for retirement. I'm going to need to pay off my house, my car, my this, my that. That's the number one priority when you get older. Do I have enough funds? You know, the rest is all water under the bridge, pretty much. You've done it all up until that point. And now you want to exit with some grace, you know, so you want to be able to sustain your level of the way you live. It's incredible to me that it has come to this point where the educational system is a rogue system as well. Nothing is sacred. Some people tell me they're taking their kids to private school and they're paying big bucks, like something like $2,000 to $5,000 a year to send your kid to a school. You have to wonder, really, seriously, hey, is that educational institution really that good? I've never seen any of them that good, even the ones you paid high bucks for. And B, are they doing the same thing to them there? You know, you assuming that your kid is being, you know, you're spending all this money and you're going to spend, and you want this kid to have the best education, you're going to give them what you can give them, blah de dee, blah da da, and now you find out that they're doing the same thing. They're railroading them to a mobile lab, they're being tested and possibly injected. We have a very corrupt government today. And I shouldn't say government, governance. The governance of this planet is just phenomenally corrupt. And then you got the LABQ going out with a denial. What a joke. The frickin' truck is right there. You can't miss the sign. They too should be sued. Sued hard. Sue them so they go right out of business. And then the board of directors in the educational system. All of them should be sued big time or arrested. Especially if you've taken your child against your will and put an injection into that child. Kids don't know any better. You can't tell them, oh, go grab a big stick and beat somebody's brains out. It just doesn't work. Now everyone's heard about the avian flu, right? We got a major outbreak of the avian flu, and you're reading these articles, and the Canadian government is telling the Canadian farmers, don't sell your chickens, keep the chickens, don't sell any eggs, don't spread it. What a load of bullshit. The reason why they're saying this right now, it's not because we have an H5N7 or whatever it is they're talking about. You know, they want to spray in the air aerosols as a pro-vaccinating means of injecting people through the aerosols. That means they're going to shoot out tons and tons of nanites in the air to inject everybody. Because, okay, like I'm what, maybe 15 minutes and I'm out on farmland where I'm at. The county's loaded with farms where I live. So if I drive 15 minutes outside, I go south 15 minutes, I'm in the farm. There's farms all around me. So they want to, and they have been chemtrailing like crazy here of late again. And with the excuses, they're trying to contain the avian flu. They don't want an outbreak. They don't want the dogs and the cats and the monkeys and the chimpanzees and God knows what else to get this avian flu. Oh, the avian flu, it's going to kill you. And if the COVID didn't kill you, this is going to now. Like I said, and you know what? The predictability, it's very easy to be a psychic at this point. If you want to use the term psychic, soothsayer, prophet, whatever, you can forecast the future with these guys and which way they're going to go, because they've been doing nothing but repeating themselves over and over and over and over and over again. It never ceases to amaze me. So now they have the H5N1, and they're, oh, it's dangerous, God Almighty, it's dangerous. You can only sell so many chickens, you got to contain it, we got to contain it. No chickens, no eggs, no poultry products. Oh my God, we're going to die. Oh. So now, look up in the sky, and you're going to see an increased level of chemtrails or biological weapons are going to be now sprayed probably all around the farmer's field. And again, this already happened. Okay, I talked about this about a show or two ago. They were out in BC and they were spraying glyphosate on reservations and native land. That was just to kill them. Okay, glyphosates are not needed. This is the bullshit behind that crap. It's not needed. Never was. What did we do 60, 70 years ago? It amazes me. 60, 70 years ago, we didn't have all this bullshit. And yet we were in North America, the United States and Canada, were considered the breadbaskets of the world way back then. So, what facts are we following today? It really makes you wonder. So now they want to aerosol the air because you might get the chicken flu, and now you've had all these flus and all these flu shots, and you would think that with all the flu shots that most people took, that they would be now immune to any kind of virus. But apparently, even according to Moderna and Pfizer, it doesn't do that. In fact, it barely saves you for a short period of time. It's amazing, just amazing, the world we live in today. Let me read this. This was, I thought, was interesting that they actually pointed this out. It made me really wonder. In all honesty, the. The sincerity of their actions, it just made me seriously look at this quote. Now, let me read this. LabQ, which is what was doing the testing at a school, claiming that the school is testing their students without parental consent, and may also be insinuating such a claim against LABQ. Please know that LABQ does not test minors without the consent of their parents and legal guardian. Now, that could have all been fabricated. As always, LABQ follows all laws and regulations for the proper testing of all patients, especially as they pertain to minors. LABQ does not test a minor without the signed minor consent from the required parent signature and release. As a matter of fact, our registration system currently in place does not allow for a minor to complete their profile without signed minor consent form. So, again, now they're in denial over this. Yet the truck is bright as day. So, you know, be on your guard. Be on your guard. You got kids, you better make damn sure when you see the teachers and the principals, you tell them under no circumstances is your child to be tested under any circumstance. And if there is any, if they disregard what you say, you tell them you're going to sue the living shit right out of them. You're going to get their name, and you're going to own their property, you're going to own their wealth, you're going to own them. That's how you have to approach it. No more nice guy. You tell it straight out. Straight out. Now, along the same lines, I just got something today about the Ukrainian refugees that are coming over to Canada. These people that are coming over here, they're nothing but a plague. All of them. When you actually read the article here, if I read it correctly, man, these people have been exposed to some heavy-duty biological agents that are, and they are a pandemic. They're a walking pandemic, literally. The let me see here if I can find it real quick. I should have marked it, but oh my gosh, I thought it was here. Trying to figure out which one it is. Let's see here. Okay, let me read this. A librarian-assisted search strategy was conducted on the arrival of large numbers of immigrants from the Ukraine and potential impact on Ontario's health system. The database search was OVID Medline, O-V-I-D Medline, from 2017 to 2022, 5 years. The search was limited to English language literature. Three reviewers conducted preliminary screening, first by title, then by abstract, and finally by full text review. In addition, a librarian-assisted gray literature search study was developed given the applied nature of the scoping review questions. A Google search was conducted in order to examine key government and non-governmental agencies' websites to find relevant gray literature. This search was also some of those resources and articles provided by the content experts. So anyway, that was the studying and how they got the method. But when I'm just looking real quick. Let me read some of the stuff here. This is what they found out for Ontario in regarding to the Ukrainians coming over here. Some of the key findings identified can potentially impact the health of the population in Ontario. As we prepare to welcome Ukrainian refugees in March 2020, for example, oral health screenings in schools were stopped to help manage the pandemic response. This resulted in only 2,602 children receiving oral health screenings in 2020-2021, whereas in 2019-2020, 300,830 children received oral health screenings in schools. Another potential impact includes incomplete routine immunizations. Approximately 80% of the school-based immunizations were not completed in 2020 and 2021. They're worried about the refugees coming in. And when you're looking at some of this stuff that, you know, they've been exposed to, respiratory diseases. The week of February 21st, 27, there are approximately 240,000 weekly cases of COVID-19, which again is what it is. A flu. This is insane. This is insane. So now we got a question. What's coming to Canada? And in the past, they've also had problems in Africa when they experimented on with Ebola and all these other things and the sexually transmitted diseases that they had impaled with these people, and the severity and the catastrophe that was going on in Africa. So you have to wonder, if people are poor and don't have the means, they're going to pretty much have to live out in the streets. And if once you're out in the streets, you're pretty well vulnerable. And I would imagine they would have been taken out, you know, because when you're looking at, like I said, people coming in and all of a sudden they're infected with all kinds of stuff, something's got to break. Literally, something's got to break. So we're looking at all these things coming in here. Africa's got their issues, and they had the Ebola's and all the different things they released and engineered on them. The Ukrainian people have been, again, engineered with these biolabs, releasing whatever they wanted to in the environment, which would have infected them, and now they're coming here. They are coming here. Now you have to understand, their biology may be able to contain and hold whatever they have been exposed to, but once they're among the rest, that could change very quickly. They could be both catalyst to something, not both, the people coming in could be catalyst to what's coming to activate things that are already here, waiting to be activated. You know, like I said, we're not living in a nice place. This is not, this, I always call the place a shithole. I am not that far off. I think it's very, very accurate. I'm going to play this scenario. It's only about a minute. You can't see it, but you can see it when you open up the radio podcast later and see the link. Okay, hold on one second. Let me get this set up. Okay, here we go, I believe. Let me see. Yeah, it should work.
Do the parents know that you guys are doing this to the kids? Huh? Do their parents know that you're doing this to the kids? Do you have parent consensual forms to do this to the kids?
I don't know who you are.
Do you guys have parent consensual forms to do this to these kids? Do the parents know that you're doing this to these kids? Excuse me, ma'am. Do you know if the parents have consent to do this? Look what they're doing to these kids. Look at this. Look what they're doing to our kids.
No consent. Look at these poor innocent children.
This is disgusting.
Oh my
this
God.
Is disgusting. Let's see what school it. This is horrible. And she has her mask off. Look.
Total psychotics, folks.
Wow, this is disgusting. Indoctrinating our kids.
Okay, again, this is again how we're being subterfuged, and same thing with the Ukraine. They're bringing in people that may have been infected with biolab experiments that were going on there. We don't know. See, what we're seeing is this front. This great war with Russia and Ukraine, and oh, we're gonna, you know, the Russians are bad guys, they're evil, wicked, mean, and nasty, oh my gosh, oh, they're bad people, but oh, those poor Ukrainians. What are you gonna do when they come to the country? What are you gonna do when they come to Canada? And they may be carrying God knows what. What are you gonna do? And on the same token, if people are looking at this the way I'm looking at, and they start ostracizing these people and isolating them anyway, these people don't win on either level. They don't win on either level. They're going to get it from two fronts. Like I said, we are not living in nice times. Macaroni. Let's call it macaroni. It's easier. Macaroni in France just won the presidential election in France. They bought out the opposition. They paid her off, and she decided to bow out. And you can see the numbers had gone 3 million. They had a little pause, and when they came back from the pause, there was 3 million votes in Macaroni's side. Does that sound familiar, America? Does that sound familiar, Canada? I'm sure it probably happened in New Zealand, too. I can't see that winning anything. You know, that couldn't win a sock pull-up match if someone was pulling up the socks for her, or it, or whatever. You know, seriously, the does this look familiar? Somebody controlling the elections. Just like in Canada, someone controlling the head of the World Economic Forum in Ottawa, and the so-called whatever party, NDP, the No Damn Party, decided to join with the Liberals. Imagine that. Imagine that, eh? Just imagine. So here he is, in power. Not even a day, not even one day, he's introducing digital ID in France. How much? Wait, just wait till our elections are done in Ontario. Just wait to what we see there. You know, and the rest of this country. Every province is doing something in this country that is, you know, taking us deeper into the abyss. Starts off here or there, then within a matter of weeks or months, everybody else is on the same page. So we're going to see what's going to happen now in France. Digital ID. You know, I remember reading the Bible younger when I was younger in Revelations, the mark of the beast. You can't buy or sell without the chip. You can, and you're going to be chipped in the right hand and the forehead. You know, people always ask me, how come they put it on the right hand and the forehead? Because that's where you generate the most electricity, is your right hand and the forehead. So they can insert a chip there. It can now draw from your body through induction. You know, it's a straight induction. So, this is where we're at today. Putting a chip in. And, interesting thing enough, by putting chips into people, it can have cellular damage. Now, these are documentations I find on medical sites and university sites. This is where I go looking. I go look at military sites. I go look at a lot of different places. But when I look at this and I see this information about, you know, what went on, what's going on, and, you know, what was expected, you know, it, here we are. Here we are, you know. So, we're looking at Ukraine, France, us here in Canada, you know, and interjecting intercellular drugs that can cause cellular damage. Polysilicon and silica, anyone? I told you many shows many years ago that silica was not something you should consume because of the way it breaks down DNA damage. Now they're going to be using these as a delivery mechanism. And once it gets into the cells are done. Mitochondria is over. That's how lethal silica is to us. And this is what they're going to try to medicate people with. Now, a lot of people are taking vitamins that have silicon in it, titanium dioxide, aluminum number 5, aluminum number, yellow number 6, you know. And what do these things do? Especially if you get hit with a microwave, titanium, aluminum. Silica is a superconductor. Aluminum can be a supramagnetic, can attract, you know, you got all these things going on there, these dynamics. So now they want to inject you with a silica-based contrivance that can get into the cells and cause major cellular damage. Might want to take a look at that. Well, might take a hard look at it because it's, like I said, things ain't what they used to be. Things ain't what they used to be. You know. But like I said, we're looking at today on so many different things. It's not even... It's such a horror show out there. It's almost too hard to believe that we're living in this. I shouldn't say living, because we're not living in it. We're existing in it, you know. We're just existing. We can no longer say we're living. What's the highlight of your life? Getting up in the morning, you know, having your coffee, getting a shower, and then going to work, if you still have a job. Then you come home, and what do? You you know, social mediating with somebody, or you're watching television or whatever, and after that, well, it gets boring. You want to go out and interact. That's, again, they shut that down. And again, that causes sort of a shorting out in the brain. Wait a minute, I'm free, but I can't go anywhere. I want to go, but I can't. Woo! We are no longer, like I said, living in a world of privacy anymore. So by them, you know, doing what they're doing now, you know, with everything, with all with the experiments they're going, there's so many of them happening. There are so many of them happening. We just happen to be getting caught up on the Ukrainian crap while in Canada, old Canada. We got a bike march going into Ottawa that hardly anybody knows about. You know. We're like I said, our priorities have gotten all messed up. They've gotten all messed up. You know, we are looking today. We are looking today at the unfortunate reality that if they can come along and subterfuge your children without your permission or your consent, then imagine what more they're doing. Imagine that, and imagine what's coming. Imagine how much what's coming. So, like I said, you know, we are in this world today, and it's been a whirlwind this week. You know, all kinds of stuff popping out. Oh, crypto got hacked. You know, crypto got hacked twice, actually. One for a little over $13 million, and the other one for $1 million. And they walked away. So when we're looking at security, everyone keeps saying, well, crypto is secure. Is it really secure? Or is that the perception that they're giving everybody to make you think it is secure? Make everybody wanting to put their money in their bank, where it's government run, so they can swap out U.S. dollars for whatever's on the black market. It's the way it works. It's how it works. You know, that's the way it's going. I'm just thinking here what's going on. I'm just trying to double check to make sure I'm covering everything. I want to talk about an endemic. Okay, they're going to be using nanobiotech more so in the future. An endemic is basically an outbreak in a specific area, specific region. That's all it really is. It's just a fancy word for it. But I read the article and she put out the word endemic. I wanted to look it up. And sure enough, here it is. It's everything that she was singing about or performing about had to do with that word. And I only watched it for like about a minute. And I thought, okay, let me go check something out here. And here we are today with all kinds of things happening. Things are being progressively made to mutate at a quicker rate. This is what's going on. There's a mad race for genetic encoding and DNA. And the fact that they want a new creation, they're basically breaking everything down and starting over. And again, here we are. Here we are. The aerosoling is going to continue, like I said. For every fake outbreak coming out now, they're going to spray. If they can't get everybody to voluntarily go get it done, they're going to come to you now and they're going to spray. So much for freedom. Freedom! You know, there really isn't any freedom. It's just, you know, where you're at and how you can handle it. That's simple. The endemic, oh my gosh, this is so crazy. Crypto crashing, France bringing in digital ID, intracellular damage from drugs with silica carriers. Ukraine is a bioweapon. New Zealand getting caught up in courts over there because of the violations they committed. I mean, it's one distraction after another, after another, after another. You know, it's all it is, just a distraction. Them creating an endemic, localizing, like in Shanghai. Shanghai had an endemic about a week and a half ago when they locked down the city. So now, it'll be our turn. China was the first one now. And after China, it'll be us. You just watch. You know, you just watch. It's going to be incredible. Just incredible. The theatrics that we're about to see is going to be fun. Fun. We're going to have fun. Imagine that. Imagine that. The, I think I'm going to wind it down a little earlier tonight, I think. Yeah, I want to talk about the aerosoling real quick. The aerosoling is going to have damage in regarding to what they're spraying. But you have to understand what's going to make these injections more dangerous so they give you the excuse to target chickens because they might have the flu and you might die, you might die. Contrary to what they're telling us, they got we got all kinds of stuff up there that has been literally mutating, and you can't get out, kind of thing. You know, things that are up there are constantly mutating. All these aerosols, you got, and there's a thing called black carbon. You should read about that. Bottom line is this: with all that's going up in the air, and there's no way you can compartmentalize it. Whatever is up there already is coming down. And then they're going to come along and try to give you an injection, you know, force injection. That combination could almost make you drop dead on the spot. You know, it's very difficult to not foresee this happening. They'll happen, and a lot of people will die. Either that or just they'll lose their appendage or their arms or whatever and have it completely replaced and rewired with machines. That's going to change people. For sure. For sure. All right. At the end of these shows, I usually tell everybody to go read the Gospels. Well, no, tonight's no different. You should all read the Gospels. Read what Christ had to say and do. You know, try to follow his examples because he's really the only way out. He's been everywhere and he's come back. And here we are today, you know. So, again, lost my frame of thought here. Jeez. Holy crap. I got hit. Just trying to think of what was going on here with the aerosols. The mixture of the aerosols is where I was coming from. I don't know what happened. I got hit with something. But anyway, the mixture of the aerosols. With this stuff already being up in the air, and then I'm going to drop another wave of H5N1 injections on the county and in the area. This cannot bode well. That combination is going to be lethal as it is without the added aerosols are already up in the air. And who knows, they may be actually programming some of those aerosols to mix with whatever they're going to spray. You never know. You never really know. But this is something, again, beyond your... Do your due diligence and opening your eyes to what's going on. And then proceed to create some means of protection for yourself. That's the best suggestion I can give you. All right. As I always say at the end of these shows, to read the Gospels and to go and read the Gospels. Read what Jesus had to say and follow him to the best you can. Read the book of Revelations. You know, that's basically the playbook. Read the letters where... how the church had evolved and grown, so you don't get discouraged. If you are someone who just started reading the Bible and started making changes toward a better way of living, and you have problems sometimes, don't worry about it. Whatever, however old you are, don't forget you have the matrix uploads inside of you that have to be purged out. So the more you read, the better. And the more you do, the better. You know, so when I tell everybody to read the Gospels and to read the idea is to give you inspiration. Read the book of Revelation so that you have an idea what's going on, what's happening. So you can follow the playbook. Follow the playbook. There are people up above, you know, on the same link, on the same page, I should say. They're doing things. Help them out any way you can. Anybody that's there that you feel you want to, you know, help and support. If you don't have any money because you lost your jobs and you lost your ability to be secure, or securing your finances because of what has happened, don't worry about it. Share the information. Share the data. Share it with everybody. You know, let everybody know what you're learning. You know, maybe it might help them. It might help them. The things that are happening today are going to be happening more. They're going to be happening in more of a multi-hit, and they're going to be happening a lot faster. So be on your guard and be prepared to what's coming. Alrighty, as I always say at the end of these shows, we are still here by the grace of God. So to the next segment, to your health. When you get a chance, read those links. They may be eye-openers for a lot of you. All right, to the next segment, to your health. Take care.